when you get young guys' experience, Kyla Vacherlesk in the playoff, when you see Nick Perry continue to build on what he's doing, how does it make you feel about the defense moving forward and the depth?
It makes me feel great. Makes me feel great that we have options, we have depth, and that's a key component to the team going down the stretch because, you know, how things happen and, you know, the more people that you have that can contribute, the better your team is going to be.
Speaking of great, does the body feel great after a bye, and do you appreciate that more the longer in your career you get?
Yeah, the body feels pretty good. You know, I think the bye came at a good time for us. Personally, we got a lot of guys back, healthy, rested, and you know, I think we're ready to make this push for these last 13.
The guys inside Julius certainly have done their share for this run defense, but has the bigger outside backers, the elephant-sized backers, really made that much of a difference too, do you think?
I think it's been a combination of those guys playing well inside and the guys outside being a little bit more disruptive in the run game this year.
How much tougher is it to get to him quick?
Yeah, he gets rid of it pretty fast. Veteran guy who knows what he's doing back there. So, you know, it seems like every week we're talking about the guy gets rid of the ball quick. So it's something that we're coming accustomed to. So, you know, we can't worry about that. We just got to try to get to him and get the job done.
Julius, probably goes without saying, but if you guys are able to get Dayton and Clay back this week, what does that do for that group finally being able to have, you know, all those outside linebackers available?
It gives us more options, in our pass rushing packages where we could sub guys, interchange guys in different positions and have a couple of different looks. So, like I said, it's great to have. Hopefully, it'll be great to get everybody back this week and have everybody healthy and ready to go.
Options mean you're fresher in fourth quarter. When you get into the fourth quarters these days, when you're not playing as many snaps, do you notice the difference between a gassed offensive lineman you're going against and how fresh you are?
Not really, to be honest with you, because I think everybody, you know, everybody gets tired during the game. So, to answer your question, no, I don't notice it, but it could be a factor.
With them going no huddle, though, that extra depth must be maybe a bigger asset this week than maybe a normal week where you can rotate guys at least series by series, nothing else.
Yeah, well, the no huddle it's no huddle, but it's not really a up-tempo no huddle. It's more just they don't huddle, not necessarily run a lot of plays fast. It's just they don't huddle. They communicate a lot at the line, and it's that type of thing that could limit substitutions, not necessarily getting us tired out.
Julius, any one thing that stood out to you the most about Eli in the games that when you faced him over your career? I know you haven't faced him yet as a member of the Packers, but just earlier in your career, anything that really stood out about him when you had to face him?
Not really. He's obviously, he's one of the champions. You gotta pay homage to the champions of the league. So we have a great deal of respect for him and how he sees the game. But other than that, it's just, you know, he's a really good, sound, smart quarterback.
When you look at the guys who've made it in the league year after year, more than a decade in cases, is being even keeled important? Aaron talked about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like a guy who's pretty even keeled. Is that important to longevity in this business?
I guess so. You know, it's more important during the season. It's more important during the season from week one to week 16. There are going to be highs and lows and obstacles that you need to keep in perspective. So, that type of thing is needed during a emotional season like this where things could happen that you don't expect or that you don't necessarily like.
With the highs and lows, next three games are at home. Do you think this stretch will allow this defense to kind of establish an overall identity? Is that a good measuring stick for these next three games?
Yeah, I think we are on the right path. Like I said, I think we are one of the better defenses. We have a couple of things we need to clean up. We need a little bit more from everybody, and I think that'll help. And I think we're on our way.
What gives you that confidence that you're on your way?
Just seeing how everybody works, everybody's mindset is to get better each and every day, and that's really what all you can ask for.